Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
It's Magic Round and a great weekend it is too. About 24 degrees in Brisbane. The sun is shining. Parramatta lead the Warriors 24-0 in the first game of Sunday at Magic Round with about 15 and a half minutes gone in that game. And, of course, we're going to call the next game for you. There's a couple of good games coming up. By the way, just before I go to that, next week we will have that Parramatta Manly game. So it's a wonderful opportunity. They're both firing. They play each other. We'll have that game for you live on the Triple M network. Before we go any further,
we've got to get that song.
Yeah,
next week.
We'll get that. We'll get that off YouTube, Paul.
Yeah, it's actually 12-0, isn't it?
What did I say?
24.
No, I said. Did I say? I thought I said 24. No, I beg your pardon. You're right, Paul.
Although Parramatta have just scored, make it
16-0. I'm sorry if I said 24, 16-0. You know what? I felt like I said something wrong. I felt like something wasn't right there. But you I'm so used to that feeling.
Yeah, that, that was the last segment.
Mate, it was just mate. Right? You know.
Mate, the Maroon Confidential.
I'm here with you now, mate.
The Maroon Confidential. It's got to go back to something like the Maroon 5.
Mate, the Maroon Confidential was great.
Mate, the Maroon 5 was better.
You just got upset because people were laughing at you trying to dance. I've told you before, you dance like Elaine off Seinfeld.
Oh, yes.
You know? One thumb going one way. I am here with you today, mate. I'm not in Sydney 1,000 k's away. Mm. If you've got something to say, say it. Okay? Gordon Tallis, Paul Kent, Reedy, Parramatta leading the Warriors 16-0 on the phone from the mighty South Sydney Rabbitohs who have already won a game at Magic Round. Let's get Jai Arrow on. Jai, welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
No, thanks for having me, boys. Appreciate it.
Of course. Hey, mate, what was the talk, before we get into Magic Round, what was said through the week about that Melbourne game?
Yeah, not much. We didn't really say much about it, obviously. We did some video and obviously tried to, you know, sort of identify where we could have been better defensively. Obviously, leaking 50 points, you're not going to win footy games, so we need to be on defensively. And I thought for the majority of the game last night, we were pretty good. And we obviously let in that late two tries there, which we weren't probably too happy with. But, look, it was obviously a much better performance for us than it was last week against Melbourne, but not much was too said. It was just sort of move forward and get on with the season.
Jai, the big issue this weekend has been the crackdown on head-high tackles. We've seen a lot of players go to the sin bin, one player sent off. I just want to ask, as a player, particularly a middle forward, do you support the NRL stance here to try and eliminate this out of the game, or do you think they've gone too far?
Oh, yeah, look, that's a hard one. I suppose, you know, I'm all for duty of care for the players, and I'm sure there's no one intentionally going out there to tackle someone in the head or try and hit him in the head. It's just, you know, I suppose it comes down to the game's getting so fast now where you're under so much fatigue that you just sort of throw those lazy arms out and, can make contact with the head. But, I'm all for them trying to look after the players and our safety. But then again, I think it's just got to be in moderation. Obviously, we saw the first night there was four people simmed in. So, and then a lot yesterday. So it's definitely different, but we're just going to have to put up with it because they're the rules and the NRL make the rules. We don't.
Jai, there's a lot of talk, Jai, that's as simple as players changing their hitting zone, where they target. That's a simplistic view, right? How hard is that to actually do?
Yeah, it is hard, I suppose, and everyone's different heights as well, and that doesn't help. And some people, when they're carrying the ball, can either slip over or duck. So, yeah, it's definitely a tough one. But, yeah, as I said, look, we're just going to have to find ways to eliminate it. But as for now, we'll just continue to play the game as best we can without, you know, giving away, I suppose, stupid penalties that are all getting placed in him.
Hey, Jai, are you aware of, I don't think a side has lost a game by 50 points and gone on to win the grand final? Did Wayne didn't say anything about that?
No, he hasn't spoken anything about that, and I'm sure he's not too worried with the, you know, with the side we've got and attacking power. Obviously, you don't want to make excuses and that, and we had a lot of changes, but we're confident with the side we've got, and hopefully we can start sort of working better defensively. We've probably leaked too many points over the past month, so that's going to be a big focus leading into next week, which is, we're up against the the heavyweights in Penrith, and they've been tremendous defensively and with the ball as well. So I think defence is a big key, but we're not too worried about that sort of stat. And I suppose there's always records that need to be broken.
Hey, Joe, can I just take you back to the crackdown this weekend? What's the talk been like amongst the players about it?
It hasn't been too much. Obviously, the only sort of thing that we heard about it was Wayne just sort of reiterated that they were cracking down on it. So just make sure we're trying to tackle in the right place and we're not slipping up and catching someone's head. So that was the only real sort of conversation we had with the team and the coach was sort of Wayne before the game had to tell us. They're obviously cracking down on it, so just make sure we're doing the right things and we're not getting simmed in, even though Jaden Sewell got simmed in, but I won't hold that against him.
Hey, Jai, but on a positive, mate, you crossed the line and you celebrated by drinking the football. What did it taste like?
Yeah, it was very tasty. It's been a while and it was just a sort of a sigh of relief. Thank God I got over that white line. It's been a while and it always feels good to get over. And especially in front of that crowd last night, they were tremendous and loud as well. And it was right in front of the South members. So, it was enjoyable and I definitely loved it.
Hey, Jai, you've been through it yourself when you left the Titans to come to Souths. What's the camp like this been this week with the news that Adam Reynolds isn't going to be at the club beyond this year?
Yeah, look, it's obviously, it's sad to see Reno go from his, I suppose, his junior club. He's been there his whole career and, he's Souths through and through. But I suppose he made the decision for himself and what was best for him. And I suppose with the game these days, you've got to do what's best for yourself. And I'm sure that's what he's done. Obviously, it's sad to see him go, the footy department. But, off-field, he's an absolute pest. So not going to miss him putting his fingers in places that they shouldn't go. And, buddy, he's an absolute punishment, eh? But definitely a great bloke, but sad to see him go.
Just on that, though, Jai, the fact is he is so integral to the way you guys play your footy. And while everybody, I get you as a teammate, you understand him doing the best for himself and he's looking for a 3-year deal and he's got that at the Broncos, which Souths weren't prepared to offer. But the fact is you go into next season without him as your halfback and dare I say, I think it might be some sort of step back for the Rabbitohs that you're not going to have him as your playmaker anymore and you've got to bring a young kid coming through and take the time to develop him. So he's leaving the club has an impact on everybody else at that club. I was just wondering, from a football point of view, is there a concern there?
Yeah, look, that's definitely a tough one. And I suppose your halfbacks, your general, they lead, they steer you around. And I think Renault's got the best kicking game in the comp. So I suppose it is, it's not good for us, but we're just going to have to find a way. And I'm sure the club will be doing everything in their power to either bring in a young kid or whether they... going at someone else, but I'm not too sure. But that's sort of something we'll have to worry about next year. But as of now, we've got Reno as our skipper and as our halfback, and he's definitely handy to have. But it's definitely a tough one. But I'm sure that in the future we'll be right.
Joy, forget about next year. What about next week? I think you got Penrith. Is that right?
Yeah, Penrith and Dubbo.
What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's exciting. I suppose. If you want to be the best, you've got to beat the best. And at the moment, they're the best side in the comp. So it's enjoyable. And obviously, we get to give back to Country Rugby League. And it's always good going out to rural places like that where they get behind you and either cheer you or boo you. So he's definitely looking forward to the challenge and getting out there and playing a quality side in Penrith.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I know we love taking games rural, fantastic, but this is a Rabbitohs home game, so arguably two of the better teams in the comp, and they meet in Dubbo next weekend, a massive weekend for Dubbo, and I believe that they have some tickets to give away if you're listening through Triple M Dubbo. G'day to you, and thanks for listening today. And Jai, I think we'll let you go there, mate. Congratulations on last night. The Rabbitohs are back on track and looking good things for the top four.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Good on you, mate. There he is, Jai Arrow, joining us right now. Parramatta 24, Warriors 0. So I got there in the end, Kenty. Parramatta 24.
Carefully.
The crystal ball.
Warriors 0. And also, guys, just on a serious note, while we're talking about regional New South Wales, good day to everybody in our listening area affected by this mice plague. We haven't mentioned it yet, and it is just absolutely sending parts of rural New South Wales.
Is it really? Is there a plague?
It's outrageous. People can't keep them out of their house. Kids can't go to school. People can't keep them out of their cars. So we're thinking about you people today, wherever you might be in New South Wales. And
possum
that's going
plagues.
On.
Mouse plagues, mate. We had possums last year.
Mate,
we got Matt.
I wouldn't make light of it.
What?
I wouldn't be making light of it, mate.
What?
A mouse plague. It's serious business.
You know, poor old Hoops has got a possum problem at the moment.
Is that right?
Yeah, he lives not far from me. So that they... It might be the same little bloke that got in my roof, but he's had a few problems lately himself.
So what, did you get him onto the trap?
I gave him a little bit of advice.
Yeah. He dropped it at Hoops' place. Caught it and dropped it at Hoops' place.
But you're into some possum hitman now, aren't you? You can have possums whacked.
Possum busters, mate. They just come in and silicon down the tiles in your roof, so that way the possum can't get back in.
1-300 Paulie Possum.
Parramatta 24, Warriors 0. Still 16 minutes left in the half. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I Call BS is coming up. We'll take a look at a few more of those games that have always happened at the that have already happened at the marvellous Magic Round.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream, steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.